Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for start time?
Yeah!
Are you ready for start time?
Yeah!
All right, let's bring to the stage, without a notion, the one and only, the fast man, without a notion, Mr. Motion! Gentlemen, I don't know what this is coming down through the audience with all those bad-looking clothes on and that oversized hat and raggedy clothes and all this sort of thing. But look like he just came out of the basement. Oh, I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the star of the show this evening. The one and only, Jimmy Lynch. Well, this evening, ladies and gentlemen, look like he's been lynched. He's coming out, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only, the Tramp. Just a damn lie, I ain't no tramp. I'm wearing the mod look, mama, can you dig it? And this fool back here got the nerve to call me a tramp. You ain't hip, baby. This is the mod look. Tramp. You can call me that. I don't wear continental clothes. That damn shit too tight anyhow. I don't wear a Stetson hat. Ain't got enough brim on it, baby. Don't wear no Stetson shoes either. They hurt my roasting ear, better known as corn. But just because I wear the Marlowe, don't you think that I ain't hip, mama? I is done been to college. And I am somewhat educated. Yes, I am. You want me to spell educated, I know. E-D-D-Y-C-A-D-I-D. Educated. Now that's right. 4 long years I went to college to get my education. Don't be laughing at me. I got my degree, baby. I got my BS. My bullshitting degree. And I want to tell everybody, don't worry about me. I belong to a sorority club too. Can you dig it? I belong to the UHA, United Hustlers Association. But before I go too far, I want to tell all you ladies what I really are. I'm a lover. My mama was. My great granddaddy was. And the one before him was. And the one before him was. So why can't I? Got to be like my daddy. Got to be like my mama. Like my daddy. Wow. Wow. tell you something. I was on a show a few days ago wearing this same $150 mohair suit I got on. Fool come running up to me and said, "What the hell is this, a circus?" I said, "Yeah, and I'm here to take care of you damn monkey." He said, "Boy, 1, 2, 3, and I'll whoop you out of that shit." I pulled out my razor and I said, 4, 5, 6, you do your damnedest to get me back in it, too. He said, "I'll kick you right dead in your ass." I said, "Yeah, and I'll menstruate your nose." You right up under your nose. And I said, "I'll pregnant your lip." He said, "You too smart, boy. I'm out to whoop you." I said, "Yeah, and I'm gonna put a couple racetracks around your eyes." I was in New York the other day. That's what I said, New York. Y-U-Y-O-R-K, New York. There was a young man walking down the street. Oh, he was stepping, Jim. He was really putting it on. He looked so much like James Brown. A young boy ran up to him and said, "How you, James Brown?" The man stopped and looked at the little boy. He said, "Son," he said, "I can realize James Brown being a very prominent young man in this rock and roll field today. But my name is the Reverend James Whitmore, and I wish that you wouldn't call me James Brown." That little boy felt very bad. He went on down the street. Preacher went on back to walking. Boy, that cat was stepping, Jim. Looked more like a pimp to me. He just kept on walking. A real old lady stopped him on the corner. She said, "How are you, James Brown?" He stopped and put his hand on his hip. He said, "Madam, in the first place, you're too old to be out here on the street. And second of all, you can't see too well, because my name is the Reverend James Whitmore. And I wish that you wouldn't call me James Brown." This made the old lady feel very bad. She went on. That Reverend went on back to walking. This cat's stepping harder than he ever stepped before. I think he began to feel like he was James Brown. Boy, this cat was walking. So he went down the street a couple blocks and he checked in a hotel. Evidently, he'd never been to New York before. So when he walked in the hotel, the innkeeper looked up and saw him. He looked like so much like that bad Oscar James Brown. The innkeeper gave him the key to the wrong room. So then the old man went on, got on the elevator, went upstairs. He got off the elevator, went down the hall, stepped. Oh, that Reverend was putting it on. He stepped the key in the door, went in the room. As soon as he entered the room, there was a lady laying on the bed. Have mercy, she didn't have on no clothes. She was half asleep, you know. She rolled over and looked. She said, "How you, James Brown?" The Reverend said, "Wow, I feel good. A few weeks ago, and while I was out there in Omaha, Nebraska, and we decided to go down to Sioux City in Iowa, and to go to the, here you is, this here girl got more education than me, here I is, bless her my soul, So when we went to the horse and the dog races, I had a few young ladies with me. Pretty nice looking young ladies. You see, I got one of them purple fast automobiles. So I was riding down the street, you know, real fast, and the police stopped me. Took us all downtown to jail. Called me up in front of the judge. He said, "What's your name?" I said, "Houdini." He said, "Houdini you?" I said, "Houdini you if I can." He said, "What's your real name?" I said, "Imp this pimp." "Imp this pimp, who the women's pimp?" "And you ump to stump my pump." He said, "This boy must be crazy, next." So they brought that nice looking young lady I had with me. He said, "What's your name?" She said, "Maybelline." She looked so much like an Indian, and we was all out there in that Indian territory. He said, "What are you, a Navajo?" She said, "Hell no, I'm a Chicago hoe." Hold it. You see, fellas, I got a lot of class and a very little ask me no questions, and I ain't in no hurry. I was sitting in a service station a few days ago talking to a friend of mine. And one of them wheat men pull up in the service station. And one of them little small automobiles, Volkswagen. And I guess that wheat man had been drinking a little bit. So the service station attendant ran out there to him. He said, "Sir, can I put a tire in your thing?" The man looked out the window and said, "Boy, you see him driving a Volkswagen." He said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "Can I put a tire in your tank?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Cause if you do, you're better than me. I can't even get a little pussy in the back seat. Cause I'm a lover." Like my daddy, got to be like my mama. Do you all know the difference between an American rabbit and a French rabbit? Well, I'm gonna show you. Now this here. It's American rap. Hibbity hop. Hibbity hop. Hibbity hop. Hibbity hop. Now this here is a French rap. Lickety split. Lickety split. Lickety split. Now, wait a minute, hold on. I don't want you to go too far. Just because I said I was a lover, baby, don't misunderstand me and get your mind in an uproar. I ain't nobody's American rabbit. I don't go hippity hop. Don't go getting your drawers wet. Ain't no French rabbit either. I don't eat at the Y. You know what I am, baby? I'm an African rabbit. I go bip bam. Thank you, man. Cause I'm a lover. Mama would. Papa would. Like my daddy do. Got to be like my daddy. Got to be like my mama. Yeah. I was over a friend of mine's house the other day. We was playing cards, and his wife come in with a great, big, beautiful mink stole thrown around her shoulder. He said, "Baby, where'd you get that mink stole?" She said, "I won it at the raffle." He said, "Okay, raffle." Night before last, I went over there again. My buddy's wife went out again. She come home with one of them great, big, large, oversized, 3-carat diamonds on her finger. Said, "Baby, where did you get that diamond ring?" She said, "I won it at the raffle." "Okay, raffle." Last night before I got ready to leave home, I thought I'd drop by and tell my buddy I was leaving town. His old lady come in and said, "Baby, run upstairs and draw me some bath water real quick. I'm going to the raffle." Boy, my buddy broke his neck to get upstairs. He run upstairs and plugged up the tub and turned on the water and turned it right back on. She come in and saw J.E. She said, "Baby, ain't enough water in this tub for me to take no bath." He said, "Yes, it is." She said, "No, it ain't." He said, "Yes, it is." I said, "It ain't." He said, "I hear." Now look here, mama. I'm gonna tell you why there's enough water in that tub for you to take a bath. The other night, you went to the raffle and you won you a mink stole. Night before last, you went to another raffle and you won you a diamond ring. And here you come tonight talking about going to the raffle again. That's why I didn't put too much water in the tub. I don't want you to get your raffle ticket wet. I want you to win me a Cadillac. Listen, I took a young lady out in the country the other day. Way out there in the country. I said, "Baby, now you just got to let me know right now. Are you going to be like the camel and walk a mile, or you going to be like a Chesterfield and satisfied?" She reached down in my pants and felt what I got. She said, "Depends on what you're packing, regular king size." Circus come to town a few days ago. He had one of them great, big, oversized, king, big, black gorillas in there. This gorilla was one of the main acts in the circus. And for some reason or another, this thing just wouldn't act right. So the innkeeper went to the proprietor of the circus and said, "Sir, we got to do something for this gorilla. This girl just won't perform right at all." The owner said, "How long has it been since she had a mate?" Sir, we have had her 10 years, and I ain't recognized nobody slipping up in there." Said, "We got to find a mate for this gorilla boy." So the proprietor and the co-manager went out looking for someone. Well, no gorillas around, so they had to find a man to do something for this gorilla. So they went down the road, and the first man they saw was one of Wheat Man. Spelled W-H-I-T, Wheat Man. Said, "Sir, would you like a make $500? He said, "Yes." He said, "We got a female gorilla, needs a mate. We give you $500 if you mate with her." White man said, "That gorilla white?" He said, "No, he black." He said, "No good, I don't want it." Kept on walking. They went on down the street just a little bit further. Run up on another fella offering the same deal, he turned it down. So they went all over town looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking for someone to mate with this gorilla, and they couldn't find nobody. So they decided they make their way back toward the circus. So on their way back, they drove through the colored section of town, down near Skid Row. And the proprietor said, I'd like to have a beer. He didn't know where he was. So they got out and went in this colored tavern, sit down and drink a beer. Looked up and here come one of us color boys walking in there talking loud. My name is Tommy Wayne and I can do it to any goddamn thing. Man looked around, ain't paying no attention. You know us, we gonna get loud. My name is Tommy Wayne and I can do it to any goddamn thing. He said, did you hear what that fella said? He said, I think I did. Call him over here. He said, hey, buddy, come over here. Color boy walks over to the table. What the hell y'all want, white folks? He said, what was that you said a while ago? You heard me when I first drove up. I said, my name is Tommy Wang, and I can do it to anything. He said, would you like to make $1,000? Now look here, white folks, I don't want no bullshit. Did you say $1,000? That's right, $1,000. Tell me what I got to do. He said, we got a female gorilla down at our circus. And if you will mate with her 20 minutes, we're going to give you $1,000. He said, white folks, did you say gorilla? He said, yeah, it's a gorilla. That's one of them great, big old black hairy things, ain't it? He said, yes. One of them oversized monkeys, ain't it? The man said, yes. Let me see him. He got them great, big old hands, ain't it? He said, yes. Big red eyes. He said, yeah. He look like some of our wives when they wake up in the morning, don't he? He said, yeah. He said, I know what it was now, yeah. And you say you gonna give me $1,000 to do it to him? He said, yeah. He said, let me see here, white folks. I got to count up this here money. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. As much of money as I got on my fingers. A whole $1,000. Yes, sir, we'll give you $1,000. White folks, are you gonna take that big old black bastard and tie him down? The man said, yeah. You gonna step down both legs with steel chains? Say, yeah. You gonna chain down both arms? He said, yeah. He said, let me see. My rent ain't paid. I need a new pair of shoes. Ain't paid my support. Pussycat bill ain't paid up. You know some white folks? Is you gonna put a steel muzzle on that bad Oscar so he won't bite me? You say, yeah. White folks, we just done made a deal. So they took this color fella to the circus. They took this gorilla and stretched him down on a great big platform. They chained down the left leg with a big steel chain. They chained down the right leg. They chained down the right arm. They chained down the left arm. Bought a great big muzzle and stuck down on him. And boy, when that color fella dropped out that third leg, have mercy. He started walking up on that gorilla. And when he finished walking up on that gorilla said, So
So my boy went to work. Oh, he was working, Jim. Way after a while, they got good to that gorilla. And he snapped one of them chains on his leg. Threw around that boy. That color boy thing about that $1,000, he ain't stopped working. Kept on working. Way after a while, it got just a little better than me. Do that other one around it. He said, look here, motherfucker, you better come on. Start working just a little bit faster than me. Way after a while, it got real good. And he snapped over them chain on armor. Threw it around that boy. He went to sweat and working real fast. Well, the wild color boy with Holly. Help! Help! Man run up on the bed, big gun. He said, no! He said, no! He said, don't shoot him. Take the muzzle off this motherfucker so I can kill him. Days ago, riding down the street, sitting directly in front of me was a French man and a colored man. And I get on this bus every morning going to work. And this French man was sitting right next to this colored man. Every morning on the way to work, he kept on smelling his finger. He said, la la. Every morning. La la. So this color boy sitting right next to him reached over and touched him. He said, sir, tell me why you do that every morning. Fishman say, I glad to tell you, every morning before I leave home, I stick my finger underneath of my wife's dress, and all day long I smell the beautiful fragrance. La la. Color boy say, uh-huh. He say, you ain't got nothing on me. So he went to work. He worked all day. He just kept this in his mind. He just couldn't forget it. He got it in his mind. He went home when he ate his supper and he went right to bed. Next morning he got up and got ready to go to work. Wife fixed his breakfast, ate his breakfast, and got his lunch bucket and went out the door. And he forgot something. He went back and knocked on the door. Wife opened the door, what you come back? He said, bend over, baby. She bent over and he run his hand up on the dress and stirred it up a little bit. Went on and got on the bus. Right beside that Frenchman again. He drove 2 or 3 blocks and this Frenchman started his stuff again. La la. La la. So he listened to him about 2 more blocks. Color man said, I'm gonna show this man he ain't got nothing on me. So this color man, he took him a great big long wind up. He said, God, yes. The Indians to New York City, you know, to get some education. And so the Indian chief's son went to New York to get a little bit of education. And while he was there, he went off in the red light district. That's where them prostitutes work. And he went with a white friend, and he told him to get him around the world. So the Indian got him around the world. He got this for his graduation program. So he went back to the reservation, and he got with his squaw. And he wanted her to give him around the world, so she started kissing him all over, and he pulled out that old thing and told her to kiss. So she went down and went to kissing on him. Evidently, she must have took a nibble. He said, no, no, baby. Don't want you to bite them. Smoke them like them peace pipes. Traveling salesman stopped off at the reservation a few days ago. He wanted to get in and have somewhere to sleep. So he went to the chief of the Indians and he got up there and he said, sir, I'd like to have somewhere to stay tonight. So he said, I don't have nowhere you can stay unless you stay at my house and you have to sleep with my daughter. So the traveling salesman said, that's fine. So the Indian chief turned himself loop in the room with his daughter. So somewhere along down through the night, the traveling salesman started talking his stuff to that Indian girl, and she cooperated. So the traveling salesman went to work, and the Indian woman started hollering, wahoo! Wahoo! Salesman kept on working. She kept on hollering, wahoo, all night long. So he couldn't figure this out. So when he got up the next morning and was on his way out the reservation, he stopped off and asked one of the Indians sitting out there at the edge of the gate. He said, sir, Indian reached up and said, oh. He said, would you please explain to me what wahoo mean? Indian said, wrong hole. Gotta be like my daddy, gotta be like my mama. We like to say this before we leave. As each and every one of you in the house know that I have a job. Seriously, I want everyone to hear me. I have a job that I have to do. As you know, I am trying to be an entertainer. If we offended anyone at all while we were doing our tramp act, if we offended anyone in the house whatsoever, seriously, I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a damn.